Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bears.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
With Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Want to give all the fine people watching on CHSN a shout out. Warm greetings, because it's too cold to endure life without warmth. And one of the warmest individuals, our guy, is ready now. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we've been talking about the game, obviously, and kind of going over it and trying to figure out what offends Micah Parsons. He's just kind of a football guy that is ready to go no matter what. Doesn't like people messing with his lawn, apparently. I don't know. I look at this game and I look at Green Bay, and I keep breaking down different aspects of the game, looking for a kind of pathway for the Bears. Are they particularly better than Green Bay in one area of this game? Do you think that there's a positional unit where the Bears really stand above them? Is there an area, even if it's coaching, that they might have an advantage in? How do you break down this game as you look at it from a distance here?
Well, I think, the Bears are certainly – they've got a better running offense right now than the Green Bay Packers, and that's with respect to what can be a very good ground game for Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love with Josh Jacobs. Like, they've shown the ability to get going on the ground, but that's been a real strength of the Bears. For the second week in a row, we've got a meeting where you've got a takeaway fueled team in the Bears going against an offense that does a really good job of not turning the ball over. So that was the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's something. Green Bay is actually shot into the lead now for the fewest giveaways in the league. It was the Eagles, I believe, before that meeting on Black Friday. So how will that play out? And are takeaways necessary if you're talking about a pathway to victory for the Bears in a road meeting with their rival?
Brad, I know you're not necessarily into these kind of storylines, but I am curious if you think that the Packers, who clearly were miffed or affected by Ben Johnson's January proclamation about beating Matt LaFleur twice, Micah Parsons talking about disrespect, the offensive coordinator talking about how that comment still resonates. What role, if any, will that kind of back and forth play in Sunday's outcome?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't think it's going to play any role in the outcome, but yeah, I think no question it caught the attention of people in Green Bay who, yeah, Ben did just fine for himself as the offensive coordinator for the Lions going against Green Bay, but probably overlooked the fact that, you know, the Packers have, well, as you guys know, they've just dominated the Bears for a long stretch, and really passing the baton from Rodgers to Jordan Love here recently. When you look at how it's gone down, you know, but a year ago they played two ball games and they're decided by a grand total of 3 points. So the Bears were, and as you guys know, that was a bad Bears football team, one in disarray last season, that managed to split with the Packers in a pair of tight ball games. The previous 10 before that didn't get closer than a touchdown, didn't get closer than 7 points, and I think only two of the games were within 7 points. So, yeah, Green Bay feels like it's had the upper hand in this for a long time, because the Packers have, and they can you know, they can decide this on the field late Sunday afternoon.
Who's improved more from one year to the next? The Bears seem like a completely different team. Green Bay got themselves a pass rusher, and that's changed them significantly.
Yeah, and I thought Green Bay was a pretty good team a year ago. The Bears have improved themselves more. I don't think there's any question about that, but getting Parsons has been huge for them. He's got 12 and a half sacks. I believe that ranks third in the National Football League, and they brought him out of the bullpen, right? He's got 8 sacks in the fourth quarter or overtime. So with the game on the line, Micah Parsons is coming through and making some plays, and so I think he's been exactly what they hoped for, which is probably the second best edge rusher in football. Like, you know, Myles Garrett has the title of the best and is in pretty much a class of his own in the current NFL. After that, I think you'd probably look to the guy in Green Bay, Parsons.
So, Brad, we heard from Nashawn Wright yesterday, and he is the NFC's defensive player of the month for November, and you look at his numbers and it's easy to see why he won that award. We had a conversation during the pick six about, okay, it's extension season, he's on a 1-year deal, it's a nice problem to have and maybe premature to consider, but when you do look at what he might be looking at in terms of a contract, how the Bears may want to keep him, or what he might be anticipating in free agency, how does it all come together?
That's a great question. I think we're going to need a full season to really put it together. I mean, he's 27 years old. This is really the first year in the NFL that he's gotten more than just some spot playing time. And I think, you know, Wright probably understands that he should at least wait until the season's over to get with his agent and get an idea, a general idea of what could be out there for him. He's got a long history with Al Harris based on their time together with the Dallas Cowboys. I think they've got probably a special relationship, and that's something that could be beneficial to the Bears when you consider what could happen for Nashawn Wright down the road, but for a guy who's bounced around, not played a whole lot, like this is a chance to kind of set himself up for the rest of his life. So I'd be a little surprised if something happened before the year ended, but you never know.
Brad, we keep an eye on the injury list, obviously, and you're looking at who's in and who's out. It was nice to see Kyle Manungai return to practice, albeit on a limited basis, but that was the only change we saw from one day to the next. Do you believe that TJ Edwards will be able to play in this game? Do you believe the Bears are another week away from getting their linebacking core back? And how bad is the Stevenson injury? It doesn't sound like he's playing.
Yeah, I don't think Tyreek Stevenson will be available. He hasn't been on the practice field in a couple weeks now. TJ Edwards, I would say there's probably some optimism that he'll be available Sunday, whether that's a full game or not. I don't know. And a lot of game factors could play into that as well. How they line him up, another good question. But my guess would be maybe Edwards and DeMarco Jackson, based on how he's played lately, could be the linebackers in that game. And they've been really happy with how DeMarco Jackson and also Amen Ogbonbamiga have played here of late. But getting Edwards back would no doubt be a real boost. I mean, he's been valuable to them. And unfortunately, he's only been available for five games to this point this season.
What do you expect out of the Bears receiving corps? We heard from DJ Moore yesterday, asked the obvious question about whether or not he's content with numbers that are down this season. Roma Dunze did not practice. I wonder, this is a good matchup against a team in the Packers. Their receiving depth is one of their strengths. The Bears receiving depth, where is it right now?
Well, I think there's plenty of depth. I really do. They got plenty of options here, and while none of the guys have maybe gone big here with any kind of regularity of late, they got plenty of options. Starting with Odunze, DJ Moore. I would imagine there's been a couple sort of quiet Luther Burden weeks. You would think that not far around the corner is like a, 77 yards and four catches and a touchdown for Burden. Is that Sunday? I don't know. Zacchaeus had a big third down catch in Philadelphia. They got plenty of depth, but the passing game has been in a funk. That's the only way you can put it. Like Caleb's accuracy has not been where they need it. It's not an anomaly. Like five consecutive games below 60%, and people can come up with little explainers and throw an asterisk on each game for this reason and that reason. Well, quarterbacks in every city deal with drop passes from time to time, and they play in bad weather from time to time. Like, the bottom line is, the accuracy needs to improve, and you would think it'll be a significant storyline this off season, because they've got to be more accurate, they've got to be on time more, and that should allow them to be more explosive.
Can you expand on that? How would that be a bigger storyline in the off season, and how do you resolve it? Is there something you can do in the off season to make that better, other than practice more?
Yeah, you've got to. I think comfort level in the system, maybe getting through year one, and it's not year one for the player, but it's year one in the scheme. So, and he's still a young player, so I think you understand that. Just the comfort level. The knowledge where you're able to be in a position where you can process things a little bit more efficiently. So you know, okay, that's where the ball's going to go, and I'm going to be on time. Because Yeah, it's tough. It's difficult. And you see a lot of quarterbacks struggle with it and never really get it figured out. And while Josh Allen's a fantastic example of a guy who became more accurate after being really inaccurate early in his career.
Right.
I think Lamar Jackson's another good example. Like people knocked him for his accuracy coming out of college when they talked about him as a quarterback, and it wasn't great when he played a little bit his rookie season. And you know what? He's pretty accurate now. But the list of dudes who started out inaccurate and never got accurate, like that's a high volume list with a lot of names on it that you'd your weekend probably be better off not hearing again.
But I think he's accurate to start with and now isn't. You know what I mean? Like he was never never a knock.
No, and that's why I think, you know, I think the Bears are optimistic that this will be a non-issue at some point in the future. But I think it's also to the point they realize it's a current issue, right? Like this isn't a couple game thing. I'm pretty sure his completion percentage is below where it was a year ago.
Correct.
And so, you know, maybe throwing downfield a little bit more. But again, you go down these rabbit holes with people that want to explain why he's an accurate passer, and it's like, God, just look at the numbers. Like, he's last in the league.
In those Green Bay coaches' film rooms, and as they study the Bears, where do you think they believe is the biggest weakness to attack?
The attack the Bears' offense?
Either side of the ball. Where is the biggest weakness like, for the Bears?
Green Bay's going to look at it, in my opinion, and say they need to win with Parsons, right? Their $188 million man, and Rashawn Gary. Play zone coverage behind that, and that way you got eyes on the quarterback. It's difficult for the quarterback to run. If he wants to run outside the pocket, they can kind of match him as he does that and force him to try to complete passes in the tight zone windows. I think Green Bay looks at that and says if the game comes together that way, that'll probably be pretty favorable for the Packers.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Est Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, estwing.com. Micah Parsons said earlier this year that if anyone tries a gimmick play, a gadget play, that means they know they can't beat you straight up, and he thinks that thinks very lowly of it. Made me feel like that was a invitation to run some gadget plays, some gimmick plays, and I wonder if Ben Johnson wants to do that. If it frustrates the guy, don't you want to do that?
Well, it's been a little bit. It's been a minute since we've seen him run one or two, so. He could very well have three or four of them queued up. I wouldn't put anything past Ben Johnson in terms of doing that. But remember, he does these plays are designed to be sound against a weakness that they've identified in the defense. Like it's not done for a carnival look. It's literally like finding a soft spot in the defense and what's a way that we can take advantage of the opponent here because of how they react to something. You show them one thing, they react, oh, well, look, after they react that way, they're completely uncovered over here. How can we take advantage of it? And so... we'll see if he has anything in store for Micah and his teammates.
All right, Brad, we got a minute left. What's your pick?
I think this is going to be a close game. I think you guys could get better intel from Joe Fortenbaugh, but I think the point spread is awful large for a game that I expect to be close. Like, I think this one could go either way based on the Packers being better offensively, kind of figuring out how to operate without Kraft, the tight end who was lost for the season.
Right.
I picked them to win a field goal game 27-24. Jordan Love's been playing better of late, no question about that. And the thing that makes me believe the Bears have an even better chance than they would have before this past weekend is a huge loss for the Packers and Devontae Wyatt, the defensive tackle. I think I mentioned it when we talked yesterday. Maybe see if the Bears run more power, straight up, try to run straight up Broadway against the Packers defense. But I think this sets up as a close ball game. It should be highly entertaining, and that would make three close games in a row in this series. And I'd have to look. It's probably been forever since that happened.
Great stuff, Bigsy. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good weekend, Brad.
Have a great weekend, guys.
That is our guy, Brad Biggs. He is the football man of the Chicago Tribune.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
How you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Jarrad Payton.
I always feel smarter when I get off the phone with you guys. Appreciate it.
Former NFL running back.
And Payton will hit Pater. Touchdown Titans.
College football national champion.
Jarrad Payton, one of my favorite teammates because he knew exactly what it was to be great. And we needed guys like him where Walter Payton was his dad. He lived under that shadow. When it was his time to step up, he did.
Sports anchor for WGN.
Hey, let's talk a little Bears football.
And with the cold temps expected on Sunday, the Bears should lean on their run game once again this week. That means a heavy dose of DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai. Swift, though, he was named co-FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Week for Week 13.
Take a look at this. First game with 200-yard rushers since 85, the Super Bowl year. With Manungai and Swift today, who are the two guys? Walter Payton, of course, and Matt Sui.
Well, if you're a Bears fan, how exciting is that? Just cool to see. They got an offense.
Only been 40 years, second and one.
The Jarrad Payton Show today.
Jarrad Payton with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
you know that the Bears run game is doing something right when Jared's dad and his uncle get mentioned. Because if we're talking about a great backfield, you have it with Peyton and Sui. Jared Peyton joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. JP, did you air pump, like the fist pump, when they said that last week during the game?
You know I did, you guys, man. Anytime I hear, you know, my pops and my uncle, Matt Sui, you know, mentioned with those guys, pretty cool, though, to see that the ground game is back in Chicago, and both DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai doing their thing. Shouts out to the O-line, though. We got to give the big guys up front a lot of love, because they were the big guys up there making the moves for those guys back there getting through the holes.
Yeah, every one of them got a game ball, and hey, well-deserved.
Hey, speaks, real quick.
Yeah.
Lawrence came out hot, and I you know, because it was, you know, I just got to say what's up to the whole crowd. You guys got a live crowd there. I got to
yes,
say
sir.
What's up to them. You know what I'm saying? Got to say what's up to them. That's love. And I got to say what's up to you guys, and shouts out to you guys for teaming up with Matt. I know he's new to the team. I'm so grateful for him. A couple of weeks ago, I was in St. Louis with my daughter for her soccer tournament, and we were going to her second game at night, and we're listening to – my daughter likes listening to the song by Yeet named Come and Go. So we're jamming in the car, and lo and behold, Matt Forte's name pops up on the screen, and I was like, I got to take this. So why is he calling me on a Saturday? And he called me to ask me to sit down with him and, like, basically do a conversation with him at the University Club in Chicago about his book. And he thought that I would be the best person to sit down with him and have a conversation, a fireside chat, talk some questions. So I'm always grateful for him. And it's so cool that you guys are teaming up with him along with our Score family. So kudos to you guys.
I love it. And the University Club, swanky. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't even pronounce most of the stuff that was on the menu, Speak. So it was all good.
That's outstanding. Yeah, we're looking forward. We'll have Matt here in just a little bit. But speaking of your pops, like, do you have memories of him versus the Packers? He lost a lot, but then he was fortunate to be around for a really good batch of games where he got to win an awful lot under Ditka, of course.
Yeah, I mean, everybody that's listening right now at home and also live with you guys, my deep hatred and disgust for that team up north, I know we always talk about what happens on the field and the scores and the wins and losses. Mine came because of how locked in and focused my dad was throughout the week at our house, that no one could really talk because he was so focused on winning the game and what he had to do. So I get so mad. I used to get mad because we used to sit at the dinner table and you couldn't say anything because I'd want like a piece of bread and some butter, but I couldn't ask for it because you could see how locked in his eyes were and his face were about going into this game. So that's where a lot of my disgust comes from, is as a child not being able to kind of like roam around my house freely having fun, because everybody knew during this week against that team up north, dad was going to be locked in.
That is amazing. So you felt a difference in the tension and the focus in Packers week at home?
Yes. It was a totally different feel. My dad knew... He knew what it meant to the organization. He knew what it meant to the guys inside that locker room. And he also knew what it meant to the Bears fans that would stop him everywhere that he would go throughout that week and when he was out and about. So he always wanted to put on the best show. And wow. I always go back to that 85 game, and I look up in Lambeau and just seeing how determined he was, getting thrown over the bench and Matt Sui taking that big hit. And it was just so much that went into that. But watching, you know, that game, you can see if you watch that highlight of him, how much that game meant to him.
So with this particular game, what do you think is important? Like, what's the formula if the Bears are going to win?
Copy and paste from last week. It's got to be Lawrence. You got to find a way to assert your dominance early on in this game. And it's got to be, you know, having success, you know, on first down and running the ball on first down. You look at the team, you look at how the Bears played last week against
the of Philly. I mean, even just being good on third down, but it was establishing the run. It was dominating the guy on the other side of the ball across from you, but then also scoring touchdowns when you're also getting, you know, long drives and sustaining drives. They kept Philly's offense over there on the sidelines drinking Gatorade for a long period of time. That has to be the same exact kind of recipe if they're going to have a way to leave out a Lambeau with a win. But, yeah, I heard you guys talking earlier. Caleb's going to have to throw the football at some point. I do think that the way that the weather forecast is being, you know, kind of, you know, put out there, it's going to be a tough one. But at some point, you're going to have to make some throws, take what the defense is giving you when it comes to Caleb, and his arm and legs are going to be so vital, I think, in this game on Sunday.
We had a fun conversation, I thought, yesterday afternoon about the difference between a quarterback who's really good at managing the game and a quarterback who you disparagingly call a game manager. Like, if there's a semantics issue about it, and like a, it's like a slur. It's like a quarterback slur when you call somebody a game manager. But the way Ben talked about Caleb managing the game, you realize that perhaps it shouldn't be. That's step one if you want to be an NFL quarterback, at least for Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about this when I was out in Atlanta, just about taking some of the pressure off of him, and that I thought that running the football would be key this whole entire season for him under his first year with Ben Johnson. And so, you can have that success, and everybody wants to have the quarterback that can, you know, take over the game and all that. I feel like we haven't really seen that from Caleb yet, but I look at around the NFL to some of these other young quarterbacks, you guys. I mean, it's really hard. We crown these quarterbacks early on, and then it comes to the next year where we're trying to figure out where they are. For Caleb, I feel like he's right where he needs to be. He's scratching the surface of how good he actually can be. And, yeah, there are a lot of things that he needs to fix. But I love what I see from him. Tough as nails, hasn't missed a football game. And I know the accuracy is sometimes an issue there, but we all love what he does at the end of games when you need him to show up the most. So I think over time he is going to be good. That moniker on him right now, his team is winning, and he's still a young quarterback. We're talking about year two. He has a lot more growth with Ben Johnson, how I feel for it when I look at his future. So as of right now, yes. But at some point down the stretch, though, he's going to – that Caleb that we're all hoping for has to come out at some point. And it's going to – it might be a couple of times before we hit the end of the season.
How cool is it to see Nashawn Wright win Player of the Month?
I mean, I'm so happy for that young man. I look at him and I know all the stuff that he's been through, and it's hard to play in this league. And sometimes, you know, you have to – you know, wait for an opportunity because of injury or someone goes down in the game, whatever it is. But you have to find a way to be able to establish yourself. And to see him get an opportunity the way that he's been playing, and I know the stat that you were talking about, Lawrence, when it comes to how many, you know, touchdowns that he's given up as well. But the impact that he's had on games and his ball skills of these interceptions and that we've seen when you watch him, he's got crazy talent. And I feel like there's the sky's the limit for him to only get better. And getting that opportunity to play and not to have Jalen Johnson around and Tyreek Stevenson on the other side, he's got a chance to be able to build and grow. And I think that's what's so cool about watching this team, especially on the defensive side of the ball, is that injuries have happened, but you know that there's other guys behind there in depth that are getting really valuable playing opportunities and playing time. And I believe that's only going to help as they go down the stretch of this end of this season, because you never know what's going to happen. But luckily, seems like this team is starting to get healthy at the perfect time.
So are you carrying on the family tradition? Like, can anybody talk to you during Packers week at the dinner table, or are you tense?
No, I'm cool. It's hard because, you know, I'm at WGN most of the time at dinner time. So I just, if you watch my newscast all week, like, I've not said the P word at all. I never say it throughout the week. So I always reference that. I always reference the, that team, the NFL team from Wisconsin. So if you watch me tonight, you'll see.
All right.
I will not say it at all week. So that's the thing that I get mad about. If I about to say the P word and then I ratchet it back and you're live on TV, sometimes people are like, oh, what was he about to say? They know. I'm not saying that word.
Well, a good tense breakfast table be good for family dynamics, too. You know?
No. It's totally fine. JP, you are the man. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you guys.
Jared Payton, man.
It's so funny thinking about, because, you know, we all have memories of being a kid and, like, mom and dad are in a fight or something and something's tense around the table. For him, it was Packers week. Like, damn it. My dad wasn't playing Green Bay this week.
Doug Buffon would always call it Packers panic week. And everyone's on edge, and it's a good thing. Thanks to Jared Payton for stopping by. We appreciate that. We love talking football with him. We also love talking football with Matt Forte. He is in the hallway. He is getting ready to come and join us. So if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, make sure you keep watching. If you're listening, keep listening. If you're here in studio, man, y'all about to get a treat. Matt Forte is next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
All right, it's time. Will the Bears beat Green Bay in Green Bay on Sunday to remain the number one seed in the NFC? Can you please share a score? And will you be giving us a number one storyline when we get back together on Monday morning?
Well, I think the number one storyline when we get back together Monday morning, either way, is going to be the state of the NFC North and who's on top. And who's ready to take the North and maybe never give it back. But this is so much fun because this week has included, including what we're going to talk about for the next 3 hours, but it's a relevant game that affects the NFC balance of power. And that hasn't been the case this late in the season. We have all the statistics to back it up. It's been since 2001, the last time both teams had a record of five or more games above 500 meeting at the same time. So this is a rivalry that is beginning to be rekindled. It's always emotional. It's always visceral. But seldom does it mean anything. Like last week, I'm sorry, last year, Caleb Williams, it was great for him personally, going 1-0 at Lambeau. But what did the outcome really give the Bears other than just a fifth victory? So this year, stakes are high. Packers are pissed. Bears are going to be up for a difficult challenge. I don't see them beating the Packers at Lambeau. But I think that sets up a great matchup on the lakefront in a couple weeks, which is the other dynamic in play here. And I don't know if the Bears are going to lose that game. I think this series is going to be split this year. But that means on Sunday, the Bears run into a defense that's going to limit their running game and a quarterback that is red hot. Packers 31, Bears 27.
I'm getting David, pissed. David.
Okay.
Let's go back to what the Bears do best, not only better than the Packers, but better than anybody else in football. They take the ball away. Jordan Love, 7-0 without a pick. Jordan and Love, 1-3-1 with a pick. The Bears are going to pick off Jordan Love. I don't need the 6.5. I don't want the 6.5. I will take the 6.5. Bears 21, Packers 20. Bears offensive line cements itself as the best unit in professional football.
Yeah.
I think that this is a really uphill climb trying to find the right result for the Bears. I think, unfortunately, I think they're playing a team that's better than them. I don't know that they're good enough to beat them twice, but I know that they're good enough to win this game at home, and I'm going with the Packers 28-24. Sorry, but that's just the way it came out. And I felt like, you know, last week I felt like the Bears could go into Philly and win because I have a good friend out there that was telling me what a mess the Philadelphia is. This is not going on right now with Green Bay.
Green Bay's not a mess.
They're not a mess.
They're not dysfunctional.
They had their problems.
Yeah, they kind of overcame
them. When
they
lost the tight end and they bounced back. And I wish that there was a more obvious throughway to a victory, but I unfortunately feel like it's going to be
when the schedules came out and they saw these two games bunched together. Yeah. I really believed incorrectly that, or I anticipated incorrectly that Jordan Love would be struggling more than he's struggling right now. He's one strong month away from making a run at the being in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, no, he's playing a lot better. He's
playing at a high level.
He struggled like after the tight end went down. They
Tucker
needed
Kraft
a couple
going down
of weeks
was
to kind
adjustment.
Of get themselves, and they adjusted, and they've made that adjustment.
Yeah,
and now they're getting healthy, and it's not good. And I think that they did make the move for Micah Parsons for games like this. This is kind of why he's on their team.
In months like this.
Well, months like this.
Yep.
All right. That is the sad reality. Hopefully, Biggsy will have good news. We'll talk
Dustin
to
picked the Bears.
Brad Biggs. Now, I know he did.
I'm shocked.
I'm happy he did. I'm worried that he's getting a little over his skis, but I'm not. I that's not a new position for him.
No.
He is sort of, you know, the agony of sports guy. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.